Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. So glad to have you with us. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you from Spokane, Washington. A very eventful week. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, it is a Fired Up Friday.
Well, yeah. Especially with everything that got accomplished this week, I'd have to say, largely due to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Because, boy, oh boy, she just hits it hard and she doesn't stop. And so I'm extremely proud of what she has done for this nation so far in exposing all of this pay-for-play garbage Bidens are involved in.
And not letting it go. Not just saying, this is what happened and this is wrong. But actually, I mean, taking legal steps toward it and following through with it.
So, right. Yep.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Hey, yesterday, I didn't realize it until it was until the show was over. Yesterday, James Madison introduced the Bill of Rights on June 8th.
That's right.
Of 1776.
Yep.
And so very exciting. We're very grateful for that. And a lot of folks spoke out against that. They thought, well, if we put a Bill of Rights, it'll say, well, then if your rights aren't listed here, then they're not a right. Well, that's why they put in the Ninth Amendment, which basically said all of these Bill of Rights are not comprehensive, which is what we should be leaning on right now when it comes to these parental rights and what they're doing to our children and the public schools and government overreach in all areas, the Ninth Amendment.
Yep, that's right.
Absolutely. But also yesterday, we lost another legend, has graduated and is in heaven right now, Pat Robertson. What a legend. What a legacy he left. Christian Broadcast Network, the 700 Club. He started Regency University. I mean, my gosh. Lady Liberty, I didn't realize that he started the ACLJ, the American
Center for Law and Justice.
Yep, right.
That's right. Yeah.
And pretty cool.
Well, and not to mention, I mean, CBN. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
CBN reaches the entire world. And, wow, the amount of, I don't know, I just think of the rewards in heaven that man is going to get.
That's a legacy.
I mean, you talk about somebody, the good and faithful servant, you know.
Well, and his wife of, 76 years?
Yeah.
Passed away last year. So he's with her. He's with the Lord. I mean, this is one of those times when somebody passing on is genuinely a time to celebrate.
No kidding.
He has finished the race strong.
Oh, he ran it strong.
Oh yeah, all the way through. He didn't squander, his life. It counted for the kingdom.
Yep.
And the rewards are eternally just immense.
Oh yeah.
So very cool. Good on him.
Yep.
And can't wait to join you.
And another great thing about him, well, I think it's great, of course, is that he was a horseman. He was an absolute horse lover. And so he was actually even still riding horses in his 90s.
Wow.
And so that was very impressive. He was in good condition for his age.
Yeah.
And still able to get around and to be right there as like an anchor for CBN News.
Right.
And that was an amazing, amazing job that he did.
Yeah. Very cool. So,
In fact, the Bible that I read from is a Pat Robertson published
Life Application Study Bible.
Yeah, he's the one that published the Bible I read.
That's very cool. One of them. You've got six Bibles all laid out. Well, once again, double duty. It is straight up Humility Month. We're excited about this, celebrating all month long.
That's right. You know, and there's some really great stuff that I was listening to a Joyce Meyer sermon, and she mentioned in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, how Jesus is obviously our role model for humility, right? For the entire world. I mean, the other disciples and people that, you know, the prophets, everybody, they can say whatever they want. Jesus is the leader.
Yes, he is.
He's the one that has received the ability to sit at the right hand of God for what he did. And so the humility verse for today comes from that right there. It comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, which reads, "The humble and exalted Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." And so,
yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the ultimate humility and being humbled being obedient to the point of death.
Absolutely.
That you would never, that truly, that's the point of humility in the first place, is so that you can be obedient to somebody that's the boss over you. It's God.
So that you will be able to have the right to be in the presence of the Father.
Exactly. Yeah. And so
without humility, you're not going to have that.
Right.
And just this week we saw, Arnold Schwarzenegger, heaven is a...
It's a fantasy.
Well, in a sense, he's right. To him, it will only ever be a fantasy.
Right,
in
unless
all
he
of
repents
etern-
at some point it, soon.
If he doesn't, in all of eternity, heaven will be nothing but a fantasy, but hell will be more real than the life that he's living now.
That's right.
And that's a scary thought.
Talk about a prideful statement. There's an actor that thinks that he's going to counsel the Lord.
Oh, he's going to counsel all the rest of us, too, because
right.
he's an actor.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was Mr. Universe, So, I mean, as far as...
All right.
I think he thinks that makes him God. If he was Mr. Universe, he must be God himself,
yeah,
right?
From his vantage point, heaven would be a fantasy. Heaven is his own little world, his mansion.
Well, and what's interesting is, he may be... He may have won the title of Mr. Universe, I think a couple different times, in fact, but only God can say, "I am magnificent," and have it not be an arrogant statement.
Yes.
He's the only one that can say that and have it be like truth, fact, not an opinion.
Right.
There's no one else on earth that could ever say that without it being a prideful, arrogant, opinionated statement.
Yeah, exactly. I've enjoyed watching him in movies. For years.
Right.
No, shut up and act.
Right. Stay in your lane, buddy.
Right. That's right.
Well, and and that, I think it's also very cool because that's kind of the whole backbone of humility right there in that verse, that humility is obedience.
Yes.
And so therefore, when we are disobedient, it's prideful. So taking the logical approach that A plus B equals C, that if you're humble, you will be obedient.
Yeah.
And that if you are not humble, you'll be prideful and disobedient. And see, that's another one of those little sneaky things that I like to point out because, read between the lines. And if obedience is humble, then pride is disobedience, or disobedience is prideful, and so that's
right.
The sneaky thing that you think you're not, just because you're not following what God tells you to do and you're maybe falling short of the mark and you're sinning, you're not necessarily doing it because you feel like you're being prideful, but that's truly the stem of it.
Yeah, it is. Selfishness, pride.
Selfishness and so I think that's kind of a great understanding that disobedience is pride.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What a good one. A great one. And to be humble and to be close to him is being where he needs you to be, wants you to be.
Yep.
And a lot of trouble too.
It says that in the end of Revelation too, that what he will come back with as his kings and priests will be a humble people.
Yes.
That will be his kings and priests. And so there again, the whole root is humility and obedience. Right. So cool. That's so cool. I never really even thought of it that way. That's a brand new occurrence just right now.
Well, look at the most significant event in the Bible was the Exodus, leading God's people out of captivity. I mean, up in the Old Testament, leading up to Christ was obviously the most significant event. But prior to that, everything in the Old Testament was do this so you'll remember your God who led you out of Egypt,
right,
who led you out of slavery. And that was just reinforced so many times. But who did he choose to do the greatest task in biblical history up until Christ? It was Moses, who God labeled as the most humble man on earth.
That's right.
I mean, he was a man who was humble. That's who God chooses and blesses and uses.
Yep. That's very cool. Yeah. That's very cool. Wow. And so, so the double duty part here is just, of course, falling right in line with that. And so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Philippians chapter 2, verses 27 through 30, which I just glanced over and saw, and I went, that's so great. Let's share that also. So of course, that was not a random turning at all. But it reads, striving and suffering for Christ. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. And that's it. And I just, I really had
really fascinating some scripture.
Yeah, some great appreciation for the fact that, here we are striving and suffering for Christ and in no way be terrified by your adversaries.
Right.
Which to your adversaries is proof of perdition for them.
Right. Yeah,
So that's really, that's a great statement that, of course, you're not going to be terrified of anybody. God's your father.
Yeah.
God's the one that's got your back. And God has no enemies. God has no enemies whatsoever. And, except for the fact that he gives us free will and Satan tries to harm people that he loves. And in that way, he has enemies that hurt the ones he loves. But truly, there's nobody that can stand toe-to-toe with God and ever hope to win.
Right, right. Yeah, and as we've mentioned before, a lot of times we think of this battle of good against evil as Satan and God, as if Satan were an equal force.
Right.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah, that would be like somebody's toddler compared to a father.
Right.
I mean, in comparison, it's just so. It's not even a contest. There's no. This is his creation that's rebelled. That's going to get hammered.
Yep.
By God at some point. So.
Right.
Just remember that. Remember that he is so limited in his power compared to God.
That's right. Stand brave and bold and be terrifying to the enemy. And,
They are terrified of God and and us and his people.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because anybody that follows Satan knows that Satan is also terrified of the Lord's wrath.
Well, that's why they're lashing out so hard against the believers, against the church, the Christians. It's the ones they hate.
Yep.
And they're scared of.
Yep.
You know, this is why they have to demonize you and
call you names.
Right. They have to label you as an extremist, a terrorist. They have to try to rally their resources against really the biggest threat that they face, and that's believers in
right.
Christ who are empowered by that, who will stand against them fearlessly.
Yep.
That scares them.
Well, especially when the guy that's going to try to claim that he's God is actually going to be mimicking Christ.
Yes. He's going to be imitating Christ to the point of even being killed and resurrecting himself. Well, Satan will
right.
resurrect him.
Right, which will likely be some sort of AI robot or something, you know?
Or it could be, yeah, we don't know. But, you know, we're told repeatedly, do not be deceived.
That's right.
Christ said it numerous times. I've never gone back and counted how many times, but it's just reinforced over and over in referring to the end times. Do not be deceived.
Yep.
See to it that you are not deceived. And then he would talk about what it would be like in the end times. So in one hand, we're saying, well, I'm not going to be deceived. But when you find out things like what AI is capable of, artificial intelligence,
right. Oh boy,
you know, and the narratives now, we just yesterday, there was a report came out, and this is on your mainstream local news in Las Vegas, with multiple people citing something coming out of the sky, a falling something, craft, or...
Yeah, some bright thing.
Police officers caught it on their body cams. People caught it on their cell phones. So it's no mistaking, something came out of the, you know, hit the ground. Right after that, a 911 call comes in saying, There's two huge creatures, they're like 8 to 10 feet tall standing next to this thing that just landed in our yard.
With big eyes and a big mouth.
Right.
Yep.
And so what we're seeing here is, and of course there's no other proof. There's no video of it or
right.
anything
there's
like that.
There's no further questions asked.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's almost like as if that's exactly was the whole goal, to get a headline,
right?
UFO creatures spotted.
Right, because they know few people will do further investigation.
Well, or are they, you know, controlled? Were they intercepted? Has somebody else intervened to prevent any more details from coming out?
Right.
And, you know, the proverbial men in black, right? But the point is that you're going to start seeing more and more strange, bizarre,
wildly deceptive. Yep.
They are going to be wild stories.
Yep.
They're going to be extremely sensational.
Yep.
And you're going to see more and more of them. They're reviving the UFO argument again in right. Congress.
Right.
And
we talk about human nature a lot, because that is truly what right. the Bible is about, is understanding your own human nature and how to control it, right? Well, part of human nature that is so catastrophic is our curiosity, you know, and so just the fact that all they have to do is throw some tempting line out there, and everybody is so curious, say, what? You know, they want to know so bad.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's a downfall, unfortunately, you know.
Well, here's the thing. We're not going coast to coast on the, you know, talking about supernatural UFO stuff. We are telling you, this just came out on a local Las Vegas news station.
Right.
Congress is discussing UFOs and taking testimony from people in the military that are saying they saw these things, or creatures, or
right.
aircraft,
right.
And so on and so forth. So why are they pushing this narrative? I mean, why are they talking about something that has been way out there in left field that you just don't talk about, or you're a wacko, right?
Right, yep.
And now they're talking about it.
Right.
Not us. I mean, we're repeating what they are reporting. And our report is that they've reported on this.
Right.
Why?
It works for the globalists. Their whole thing of get rid of the people and do all this global warming climate change garbage because the aliens say that we're killing the planet and they're here to save us and
right.
save us from our terrible treatment of the planet. That's already what we've heard them say through Gaia.
Right.
And so now here comes the rest of their line of garbage. And but of course, these aliens aren't aliens. They're fallen angels and they work for Satan.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're going to see some really bizarre stuff happen, and we were told that people would be absolutely astounded by the things they're going to see.
Yep.
Supernatural things that are going to deceive millions and millions and millions of people.
That's right.
So stay close to him, and it's real. He's real.
The truth is in that book. The truth is in our Bible.
Yeah, and he is really coming back. And
yep.
So we're excited about that. So see to it that you're not deceived. Stay close to him. All right, what was that scripture? One more time for the word of the day.
One more time. The word of the day was Philippians chapter 2, verses 27 through 30.
Excellent. Okay, got it. All right, well, thanks so much. And
praise God.
Absolutely. We'll be back here in just a moment with segment 2 of the morning commute. If you guys you want to keep us on the air and want to help support us and what we do, we are greatly appreciate it. The costs just keep going up. And you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab at the top there. That'll take you to a page to show all the different ways that you can help support us and get behind us so we can continue doing what the Lord has called us to do. All right, stay right there, Patriots. We will be back right after this.
Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment 2 is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website there is prepping2-0.com. Some good updates, Lady Liberty, with Marjorie Taylor Greene announcing,
oh, yes.
Well, several people in Congress, but she's kind of been taking the lead on getting this information out.
Right. She even held an emergency press conference, which I'm so glad she did, because yesterday she headed straight over to the CIF to view the unclassified FD-1023 FBI form implicating Joe Biden in a political bribery pay-to-play scheme. And she says, this is the document that the FBI says is too dangerous for the American people to see, but she wants us to hear exactly what she read and what this audio clip shares between Biden as vice president talking with Ukraine President Poroshenko, and where you can't understand what Poroshenko is saying, we'll fill in for you. So go ahead and listen now.
I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired.
I am prepared to do a public signing of the commitment for the $1 billion. Again, I'm not suggesting that that's what you want or don't want. I'm just suggesting that that's what we're prepared to do. And again, it wouldn't be finalized until, you know, the IMF pieces are written. When you and I finish speaking, let me
done, but I really think that's good. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. And now that the new prosecutor general's in place, we're ready to move forward and signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee. And I don't know how you want to go about that. I'll leave it up to you as to how you want that done and when you want it done.
Yeah, so what you're hearing is that phone call, two different phone calls, and I just cracked up when I heard Biden there saying, I'm a man of my word, and so
right.
I'm like, oh my goodness. I think these people see through it. They know they're dealing with a snake, but they're getting their pockets lined with $1 billion.
Right, and so this is the actual, this is the smoking gun that they have right here with this document, this FD-1023 from the FBI. This proves that Burisma is the oil company that hired Hunter, and they were not able to hire Hunter unless they got rid of the prosecutor that was investigating Burisma from Ukraine, and that was Prosecutor Shokin. And so here in that audio, if you couldn't make it out real clearly, Biden is saying, yeah, you get rid of your Prosecutor Shokin, and I will make sure that you get a $1 billion loan from the USA.
Yes.
And so Burisma paid both Hunter Biden and Joe Biden $5 million apiece to do that.
Right.
And they have the actual records to prove and verify it.
To put Hunter on a board of directors for an energy company in Ukraine without having any knowledge or expertise or any. Trump's been saying this for quite some time.
That's right.
Has no business being on a board of directors for an energy company except, well, their pockets were lined, and all of them were.
Yep.
And this is criminal. This is criminal, and it's being discovered, and this is the document that the FBI didn't want anybody to look at or know about, and they've been hiding it. Well,
right.
Here it is.
And MTG says Joe Biden must be impeached and removed, then prosecuted and jailed. Hear, hear.
Amen to that. All right, well, you guys join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Oh, no, it's Friday. Well, you have a great weekend, and be safe, and join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.